Welcome back to On Background, the program that's all about New Hampshire politics, and it's brought to you each week by your good friends at the New Hampshire Healthcare Association. Well, Chris and I had a chance this week to head over to the New Hampshire GOP, the state party offices in downtown Concord. We did a little field trip. Last week, of course, we did the same thing over at the Democratic headquarters and spoke to Ray Buckley, the longtime chairman. This time we spoke with Jeannie Forrester. She's been in the job as GOP chair here in New Hampshire for about a year. Of course, before that, she ran for governor, losing in the primary to eventual nominee and eventual governor Chris Sununu. Before that, she was a state senator for a number of years. We started by asking Jeannie about this possible blue wave and how she's going to try to fight against that here in 2018. Take a listen.
Paul Steinhauser, we at the New Hampshire GOP chair's office today, Jeannie Forrester, after on the last week's program, we talked to the New Hampshire Dem chairman, Ray Buckley, and he was optimistic about his chances and about Democrats' chances in 2018. He predicted a blue wave is coming to hit the Granite State and also other areas of the nation. When you look at 2018, what do you see right now?
I actually am very optimistic for 2018. I see a red wave. When you look at the fact that you have Annie Custer and you have Carol Shea Porter, who are very, in terms of their popularity, they're down in the 30s. We've got some great candidates who are running in CD1 and CD2, and I'm confident that whoever comes out of that primary, when we put them up against whoever's running in a CD1 and two on the Democratic side, that we're gonna prevail.
You look at the numbers from 2017, though. The Democrats in this state won 8 of 10 state house special elections. They did well in November in the municipal elections as well. So what changes that dynamic now that we're in 2018? What's going to change come November?
Well, you know, special elections are that, just special elections, and I don't think they're a precursor. Of course, you know, the fact is that when you're the party in power, you always are off in terms of elections. But these special elections are very unique and local. I don't think it's a precursor of what's going to happen in 2018. Again, I'm very confident of the folks that we have running for office, and I think we're going to do very well. What I'm really curious to find out is the party chair on the Democratic side is going to rig the election and decide who's going to run in CD1. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no, Chris and I have been talking about it. We got seven Democrats running right there. There's a wide-open primary, no doubt about that.
And I'm going to be curious to see with Maura Sullivan running, who came in from another state, and I think 80% of her fundraising is from out of state. I'm going to be curious to see how Mr. Buckley handles that, given his responses to Scott Brown when he was running in this state.
One of the interesting aspects of the 2016 race for candidates like Kelly Ayotte, John McCain, Rob Portman, Chris Sununu was how to embrace but also distance themselves from Donald Trump at the same time. Now it's President Trump. There's a record. There's more statements. There's obviously individuals who believe very strongly in him, individuals who are against him, and then they have the middle. Who's looking for, you know, results to make the determination as to what they think about the president. What do you think Republicans need to do in regards to Donald Trump in 2018? Should they embrace him? Should they run away from him? How do they go about dealing with that dynamic?
I don't think it's either, actually, Chris. I think that each candidate, whoever comes out of the primary, has to decide where they stand on certain issues. I've said this many, many times, that you're not going to agree on all things. You figure out the things you can agree on, and then you emphasize those issues. There are a lot of good things that this president has done. The way he presents sometimes doesn't sit well with other people. But here in New Hampshire, we are New Hampshire Republicans, and we are getting things done. We've got a governor who has a, 62% approval rating. 75% of the people in the state believe we're headed in the right direction. We are getting things done. We're holding the majorities in the House and the Senate, the Executive Council, the corner office, and we're getting things done, and we've got a very popular governor. As regards to the federal race, again, we've got great candidates. They're going to decide. I'm not going to answer for them how they're going to embrace or run away from Donald Trump, but I think he's done a lot of good things. I think we've got some smart candidates who'll know how to navigate that.
If this election is a referendum on Donald Trump, can Republicans win?
I don't think it will be, and I think Republicans can win. It's interesting. I was at a Chamber of Commerce breakfast this morning, and I actually had somebody, a reporter, come up to me and tell me that she hears from the common folks, the regular folks she runs into every day, that there is a lot of support for this president and the things that he's doing, and that the media, you know, the negativity, they're not speaking out much the same way when everyone said he wasn't going to win, right? That they're just keeping quiet, but the support is there. And so when I look at these polls, I'm not sure I believe these polls, because there seems to be a lot of support for what he's doing. And, you know, he brought tax reform to us, first time in 30 years. He's done some good things, but you can't always hear about that because there's so much negativity on the side of the press. Not you, Chris.
No, I'm obviously not referring to me. Paul?
Two questions, Chair. First is, you mentioned Governor Sununu. He's got very good approval ratings right now. He had a very good legislative session in 2017. So is it going to be, at least when it comes to the state house races, as you try to keep control of the chambers, is it going to be a referendum on Governor Sununu rather than Donald Trump? Is that going to be the main theme for those races?
I think certainly we're gonna stick close to what the governor's doing because he is so popular. But again, I would say that the Senate's doing very well. The House has done very well. We've worked together with the governor to get things done in the state of New Hampshire. So I think Republicans and the candidates are going to prove themselves out, and we're going to prevail in 2018.
How about the state party? Looking back at 2017, you went about 7 or 8 months without an executive director. Then one was hired, and I guess unfortunately had to leave 2 months later. I know you have a new one in just in the last couple of weeks. Fundraising, okay, but you didn't break any records. Is the party in good shape? Is the party ready for 2018?
We will be ready for 2018. You're exactly right. We didn't have an executive director for quite a while. When I came in, I kind of really looked at everything, where we needed to cut back, what we could get away with in an off-election cycle, where did we need to spend our resources. We did some great things in 2017. We had 11 interns in through our IGOP program. We had our Red Summit, which was a huge success. We had a communications summit. We did a lot of good things without an executive director. And going into 2018, I'm feeling very confident as I go out and talk to the business community and get the financial support that we're looking for, that we will be able to raise the funds that we need to help our candidates get through these races.
That's Jeannie Forrester, chair of the New Hampshire GOP, joining us here on Background on WKXL. And here comes a little of my patented negativity. So you're citing Governor Sununu's polls being popular governor at 62%. Well, the same polls have Donald Trump at 42%. Why do you believe the polls in regards to Chris Sununu, but not in regards to Donald Trump?
Well, I think they're two very different people. And Chris Sununu is very positive, upbeat. It's very much New Hampshire. Donald Trump says what he thinks. Some people, he can be very controversial. And just I go back to when everybody said he was going to lose, and the poll showed he was going to lose. That there's this underground current of people who support him, who don't want to come out and talk about it because they don't want the conflict, the controversy, they don't want to deal with it. And so they're two very different people.
So are you more confident, in other words, that the election in 2018 is going to be, the masthead is going to be Chris Sununu here in New Hampshire as opposed to Donald Trump? And how do you go about creating, that environment so that when individuals are thinking about 2018 election, they think about Sununu or they think about the individual candidate? I mean, is there a way to circumvent the discussion or create the discussion where so the discussion is not in regards to candidate X reacting to Donald Trump saying this about this, or this happening in Washington, D.C., this person being fired, this new investigation taking place? How do candidates, in your view, take control of the narrative and refocus it back to what you wanted to focus on?
So I think they take control of the narrative again by talking about all the good things that we've done in the state of New Hampshire, and on a federal level, really focusing on the fact that The Democrats have been obstructive. The fact that we have two congressional Congress people who are very unpopular, and we're going to push it back on the Democrats. They're the ones who are being obstructive. They're the ones who are not helping us get things done. Donald Trump brought us tax reform. He's done a lot of good things. We've done a lot of good things in this state. So it's not. I think you need to flip it a little bit and really say, what's going on with the Democrats?
You ran for governor back in 2016. I'm wondering, this job is up in about a year. I know it's about a year away, but is this a job you like? Is this a job you think you'd want to do for another term and maybe another run for elective office down the road? Not ruling that out?
Well, not ruling out another run for an elective office down the road. Don't know what that will be, what that'll look like. I really have to look at the landscape. Right now, I'm focused on getting Governor Sununu back in the corner office, getting our majorities in the House and the Senate to grow, and not thinking much past that right now.
Tom Rath was on my show earlier this week, and he lamented the kind of constant negativity that he sees from this office and from the New Hampshire Democratic Party. Has that been the kind of the bitter partisanship aspect of things, where you are, you know, first and foremost a Republican, either Republican chair, and have to, you know, toe that line or create that line in some circumstances? Has that been something that you have, you know, disliked about this job? A and B, you know, do you agree that there is too much negativity between the two parties?
There is negativity. There's always that challenge. Is it negative or is it contrast? What are you trying to do? We've done an awful lot of positive out of this office, so I'm hoping that Tom is seeing that. Yes, I mean, I've always been a positive person, always worked towards positive things, and so, yeah, it's a little bit of a different role for me and something some days, you know, not so excited about, but I think it is important to always really highlight the contrast, because they're doing it on the other side. And so you'd say, well, if they stop, will you stop? But yeah, if you watch TV, you saw that Chairman Buckley and I were on TV together, and we know how to get along, and we've been in different venues together and know how to be civil, have civil discourse. But that's politics.
Well, then, with that, let's invite you and Ray, Chairman Buckley, together maybe next time on this show right here on Background. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd like to see, you know, in the spirit of what Tom was talking about, kind of there to be a line drawn in terms of civil discourse. And for, you know, I've talked with Governor Sununu and Senator Shaheen and others about this, how, you know, from my perspective in the middle, the focus even for the party should be on problem solving. And I'm hopeful that, you know, perhaps you two can come together, and particularly as we gear up for 2018, kind of draw a line as to, you know, what the discourse should be.
Yep.
Well, I'm a campaign reporter, and I got to file almost every day for the newspapers and for. So, Chris, I'm going to disagree with you on that one. I want you and Chairman Buckley to continue to go at it and make headlines for me.
Well, thank you so much for having us. It's always great to see you, Jeannie, and best of luck.
Thanks so much, Chris. Thanks.
All right, that is Jeannie Forrester, chair of the New Hampshire Republican Party, here on Background on KXL, presented by the New Hampshire Healthcare Association. I'm Chris Ryan, along with Paul Steinhauser. When we return, Chris Sununu on the night job of being governor in the state of New Hampshire. Day job, you're over at the State House, you're working on policy. During the nighttime, you are meeting voters and attending event after event to try to create some positive vibes amongst low-information voters, regular, average, everyday folks. Back with more on Background after this.